Please note, the opinions and perspectives expressed on the following show are solely those of the host and their guest. These opinions and views do not reflect Ruckus Avenue Radio or Dash Radio. Listener discretion is advised.
What's poppin', guys? It's your girl, Jyothi K, and this is Jyothi K Uncut on Ruckus Avenue Radio with Dash Radio. And this is season motherfucking 3.
Whoop,
season
whoop.
3.
Yeah, we made it.
And we made it. But we got some new things coming this season. We have our one and only Lucy Legend.
Hey.
But we also, I don't know if you remember from a few shows back, we were interviewing people. And a lot of people didn't make it. But one in particular person, he goes by the name of Chili. Not Chili from TLC.
Nope.
But Chili from The Valley.
With an I.
With an I.
With a Y.
With a Y.
Wow. Okay, Chili with a Y. So we learned something today. What up, Chili?
What up? What's the deal?
Welcome to season 3, man.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here. It's going to be a whole different concept. Same talking shit, same thing uncut, but we're going to have different aspects. We got the Indian card, a.k.a. all of Asia covered with me. We got
Mexico in the building.
We got Mexico in the building. The Mexico's brown card. Finest. Things Mexico's finest.
Hey, there we
Jalisco's
go.
Finest.
Hold up. It's Durango.
I'm gonna stop you there.
Oh, Durango's finest.
Durango's finest.
Juicy Lucy. That's the name we gave her. And we have that. We got that covered. But now we got the most important card of them all. Black card.
Not the Amex.
I mean, it might as well be the Amex at this point. Because things we couldn't say, Chili, my friend. Chili will say it.
And I'm going to piss some people off. So.
All right. We like that.
We piss people off, and now we got you to piss people off. So let's, all right, season 3, guys, let's get it started. We're going to start off with this list that's been going around from this podcast called The Brew Podcast List. Which, by the way, they only have 1,381 like followers. So I don't even know how this list went viral. But this list apparently listed the best rappers of all time. And I just want you to know that Joe Budden was number 3. And so I'm not going to name the whole list, but the top 5 were Jay-Z, number 1, Nas, Joe fucking Budden, number 3, Styles P, number 5, Black Thought. And I just want you guys to know that Biggie is number 8 in this list, and Pac is number 15, okay? Eminem is number 28, and I what the fuck? And also Lil Wayne is, I don't know lyrically if Lil Wayne is the best rapper of all time. You know,
hey,
I beg to differ.
I love Lil Wayne.
Lyrically, I'm saying.
Lyrically, he drops some good lyrics.
Because, I mean, there's...
Yeah, he's definitely
I think that it becomes in, like... There's so many different categories, like best lyricist or best, like, you know, who has the best metaphors. But what I wanted to ask you guys was, before we go over how shitty this list is, because pump it up, number 3, I don't know. So, Chili, start with you. Who do you think your top 5 rappers of all time?
Wow, put me on a blast.
Yeah, or top 3.
Top... Well, Jay-Z, of course.
Yeah, I think Jay-Z. I think they had it right with Jay-Z.
I'm different, so it's tough for me.
Everyone has different.
So,
you know what that list, though, and the reason why it's important for us to say, because even the list that came after that, it was definitely, look at the list, and it's East Coast.
Right. I think
it's East Coast.
Heavily East Coast.
You mean Ebro's list?
No.
I think all of them.
Because Ebro's handwritten list was his top 5 was Jay-Z number 1, Big number 2.
Yes.
3, number Nas, 4, Andre 3000, and 5
East
was
Coast.
Chris 1.
Even with that list
and
the one that...
KRS 1, sorry.
But yeah. See, I don't... Call me crazy, I don't have Biggie in my top 5.
I don't either.
Okay, so I thought...
I have Pac in my
top
5.
And in no particular order, I got Pac, Jay-Z, Snoop.
Okay.
Oh, Snoop? Okay.
Kendrick.
Okay.
For me, he's up there, and...
I would say DMX.
Yeah.
To me, I would say DMX
because
growing up, he was like, that was it. Like, he was dropping 2 albums a year, double platinum, like crazy. He had all the songs.
Yes.
Like, he was
X
the one.
X going get it on.
He was the one. And I'm sure thinking, I'm going to be like, oh, I forgot this person. But it's hard when you do a top 5. But that would be my, I think, a solid top 5 for me.
Okay. For me, I would say not in a particular order would be Jay-Z, Pac, and Nas, I would say. No particular order.
That's four.
Oh, sorry, five.
Jay-Z, M, Pac, Nas, and who else?
Oh, I had Pac and Big as number one, but then I changed my mind because I don't think Big is that good. I was listening to him again. I think Big L could have been in there.
Okay, I'm not mad.
The Big L.
East Coast bias.
Yeah.
I like Big L. I was like,
that's a real East Coast list right there, too.
But Big over, I mean, Big L over Big any day, though, I think so. I liked his style. You know what? Like you said, number five is hard. I liked Rakim, too. Mm-hmm. I liked Andre 3000.
You know what? Sooner or later, we're going to have to start throwing Drake in that conversation. I mean,
yeah.
He's got enough body of work. He's been out, what, 14,
Ibra put,
12,
Ibra put Drake. 13? Ibra put Drake on his list. He put him at, where did he put? Where did he put him? He's on there.
That's Ebro's list?
Yeah, Ebro has a list.
Okay, because I'm looking at the one from the Brew that has Joe Budden number three.
Yeah. So the two lists that came out was him, and then Ebro got mad and did a handwritten list.
Yeah, see, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, so that I follow him. That's why
everyone started doing lists all of a
sudden.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. All the lists that came out, if you looked at him, it was all like East Coast,
right,
on the top.
Oh, he put J. Cole on the list.
You know, one thing I noticed about this one that came out from the Brew podcast or whatever, there's no mention of Kanye West on here.
Yeah, I said the same thing. How is Ye not on there?
Not on there?
You know what? That's probably one thing I'll agree on.
Yeah,
like you got stack bundles, but no Kanye. Like, come on! Like, I love stack.
You have
you
have Lloyd Banks on there,
right?
Like, I mean, I'm not trying to say like he's bad, but Lloyd made it, but not Pac. Like that was weird to me. Some of them I don't know. I'll be honest. Like I don't know who 8 Ball is.
You can't have. I don't know, man. Call me crazy, but you got to have Kanye on there somewhere.
He didn't have no Kanye, and I can't believe he made Eminem number 20. I know she doesn't like Eminem as much, but Eminem, I think, is hard.
Where was he at on this? Oh, 28.
He's number 28. Twista is before Eminem. Twista is on there, but Kanye isn't. That's like weird to me. I think they did this list on purpose, or they're just a bunch of dumbasses.
Well, look, they got their podcast jumping. A lot of people probably going to be like, who are they?
It got me Googling.
How do you think
to
they did it,
they
though?
Were.
Do you think they just sent it to like people and they were like, this is the list?
I think, no, it looks like they just did this tweet where they just kind of.
And it just got it going after there.
Yeah.
I still can't get over that Pac is number 15. I just thought.
Way ahead. Joe Budden is way ahead.
Oh, they put Drake on here. They put Drake number 23. Yeah,
Drake is there, but I feel like he should be in the top 10 with Kendrick. I think him and Kendrick should be in that top 10. I think. But.
Yeah, Kendrick is pretty good. What do you think about Kendrick?
I like Kendrick, but the thing about Kendrick, he's not on my top five. He's top 10.
Yeah, he's not my top five. No. He's on my
top 12 for Kendrick, because my top 10 kind of goes up and down.
Yeah, depending on
the
You
think Pusha T's better than Drake?
I love Drake, so.
I love Drake, too.
It's so tough because they rap different. Mm-hmm. Their content is different. Their core fan base is different. Like, I like Push for this, and I like Drake for that. So I feel like it's hard, but I don't know, man. That's tough.
What about new rappers? Who do you think the hardest new rapper is out right now? Because I feel like these new rappers that are coming in, some are hard, and I feel like in a little bit, they're going to be in the same debate.
Okay, so how new are we talking? Because like, what new? Like the
whoever didn't make the list, pretty much. I mean,
Nipsey Hussle. Well, I would say Nipsey Hussle.
I don't consider Nipsey new.
I don't consider him new.
That's what I'm saying.
I think he was on his way to being great, and they didn't let him be great.
Yeah, because that's exactly what I was gonna say. Nipsey Hussle is new to the scene, but he's not new.
Oh wow! Damn.
He's not new. You're right.
I'm trying to think of like really good rappers. Like, there's not too many. Like, that's who? That kid from Dreamville, JID.
JID Dreamville. He's good.
He's good. Boss is good. Jid is good. I can't remember now. What's coming to my head? YBN Cordae. They can really rap their ass off. I like them. Those three guys right there.
I don't think I've listened to who was the last one you said?
YBN Cordae. He was on the Grammys with her. I don't know if anyone caught the Grammys.
I know her, but
he did a song with her, and then he had like a couple of songs drop after his album just dropped. It's really good.
Okay.
Free plug.
He knows his rappers. I just know mainstream. I was like, I like Joyner Lucas.
Joyner is cool.
Joyner is real good. Yeah. I was actually
he's really good.
Yeah.
I think his is like a lot of storytelling.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it. I think that's
perspective rap.
Yeah. And I think that's like what rap was like back in the day.
Right.
I think now it's a lot of made up rap. Like, you know what I mean? Like things that they haven't gone through.
Well, you know how I feel about rap these days and music in general? It's like they have almost like a cookie cutter thing. Like if this beat is hot right now, so everyone's going to use the same beat.
Yeah.
This voice is hot right now. We're going to use the same voice on everyone. And they're just dropping different things.
It's like clout chasing. This is what's going to get us views. Yeah, this is what's going to get us listens.
Well, that's why I like Kendrick. Because I feel like Kendrick doesn't chase that sound.
No,
like,
he doesn't.
He does him. And he has that lane.
He's a little hush hush right now, huh?
Yeah. But let's talk about who. But Kendrick's mentor was Dr. Dre.
Right.
So that makes sense.
Oh, my God. Dre isn't even on this list, is he?
I don't consider Dre a rapper. That's just me.
That's true.
No,
but yeah.
I don't. Ice Cube is good.
Sorry, West Coast.
Yeah, Ice Cube is on my top five.
He's in my top five. Him and Snoop. Like, what?
Yeah. Snoop Dogg's not on my top five, but Ice Cube definitely is.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. Yes. Snoop Dogg wasn't on my top five either.
Snoop.
Yes.
You hear that, Snoop? I got the love for you.
But moving from that, so this is completely different. What about Jeffrey? How do you say his last name?
Epstein.
Epstein. So he supposedly died of what, a heart attack?
No, he hanged himself.
Oh, hung himself with a bed sheet. Sorry.
So I'm going to go ahead and say hung himself.
Okay.
That's how I feel about it.
They said he had dirt on powerful people. Okay, first one he went to, he was sex trafficking.
Yes.
He was a registered sex offender.
Disgusting.
He was unapologetic, actually, about the trafficking. He had said in an interview, I forgot with who, saying that underage has been going on in history. He doesn't see what's wrong with it.
I believe it. Those white guys are fucking sick.
And the fact that he had ties with AKA our president and people in higher power, and he had dirt on him. He was ready to speak on a lot of these people, and a lot of people wouldn't give him interviews. He had with Elon Musk, he had something going on. He was going to help him find a new chairman. And that was in the talks. You know, we don't know what's really real and what's not, but a lot of conspiracy is going on behind him. One of the conspiracy things was that 2 weeks before his death, U.S. Attorney Wilson Barr secretly visited him.
Right.
And they don't know. But I think that this is a maximum security prison. How did he secretly visit him? But then again, all this shit that goes on behind closed doors with the government, how does that happen?
Right.
And then Donald Trump retweeted a tweet of a conspiracy theory, which is crazy to me because he's the president of the United States and you're... He is the president, unfortunately.
Okay.
Our forever president.
It's not my president.
our forever president is Barack Obama. But he retweeted a tweet. This is not word for word, but that Hillary and Bill Clinton were responsible for his death. As a president of the United States, I think you should not be retweeting anything that's against any former president. But the fact that you are going into these, you're basically retweeting something to millions and millions and millions of people in the world, trying to make them believe a conspiracy theory. So what are you guys' thoughts on that?
I think the same thing with this guy is same thing. Like at some point we all have to start paying attention, but it's not a coincidence that Hugh Hefner, all of a sudden,
we have Hugh Hefner in this conversation.
Yes, of course. Yeah, it's not a coincidence because yes, he was old. Yes, whatever you want to say. But as soon as Hugh Hefner was about to do the same thing, he was going to go on trial, do everything. All of a sudden he dies. Now we have another powerful man with the same type of allegations with the same powerful people, politics, entertainment, royalty, and all of a sudden he dies.
What was that scientist's name that they said Nipsey was working with? What was it?
Dr. Sebi.
The
last name.
Yes.
And then they said Nipsey died because he was going to make.
Yeah.
I don't know what to believe.
I mean, you just have to put one and one together at that point.
What do you think, Chili?
I think he's a sick fuck.
100%. The fact that he was unapologetic is disgusting to me. Yeah. I'm not sad that he died, which is horrible.
He got caught the first time. He kind of got away with it. He got a really light sentence or whatever. Then he turns around and does the same shit. It's like, dude, are you stupid? Like, it's the OJ thing. Like, really? But I think Donald Trump is man, like, when you have that many followers, that many people who follow the words that you say, you have to choose them very carefully, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like, especially when you're retweeting stuff like that, because you were the same guy who was complaining about fake news. Mm-hmm. You were the same guy who complained about the media spinning this or conspiracy theories or whatnot. Then you turn around and you retweet this, like, a baseless opinion or theory that's you know is going to get in the news now, and it's going to throw some kind of backlash towards the Clintons. And I think it's, I mean,
he's a little child.
What more can you say at this point? Like, he is what he is.
I think where he went wrong is because as America, we should all stand together. Yes, he's not our good president right now. But even, and it just shows you another thing, as American, as presidents, at like you, your former presidents, it's almost like a whole family's type of situation.
Right.
He should stand behind his other presidents and not put
shade. He doesn't
light,
give a shit about America.
Don't put shade on it. The fact that he does that, that's exactly what that shows, is he is just throwing shade at another president, doesn't care about what other countries are going to think, because it's other countries also, like, who's
standing
together.
Well, he's on fucking vacation right now when America's in a shithole. That's all I got to say. Right. Like, the time that he should be working with America to make it better, to build better relationships, when China's over here testing nuclear weapons, you know what I mean? Like, I think instead of being on vacation, you
China
should,
up to some shit, man. Watch
they
out.
Are, dude, Korea, is it Korea or China?
It's China.
Yeah.
Shooting,
yeah,
practicing missiles.
And then the guy that doesn't believe in climate change, when we've had the hottest summers, the coldest winters, the most rain, the most fires, like winter didn't come till so late this year.
I know.
Summer didn't come till so late. Like, how are you going to tell us that climate change isn't real?
He's a bozo.
I don't even like, I don't know. I think he's the laziest, most ignorant person in the world. And I know he's our president, and I've tried. The only time I like him is when he's funny. Like, he's so stupid that he's funny. Like, there's times where I'm just like, I just look at him and I'm like, how the fuck are you the president?
Like, stupid people in the world.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's fear. He got everybody riled up over fear, and unfortunately, mm-hmm, that gets people reacting quicker than anything in the world, right?
Ruckus Avenue Radio.
Speaking of like presidents, so what I just remembered right now that I'm looking at.
So I think it's some funny stuff he said.
No, about Joe Biden. So I was rooting for Joe Biden, right?
Joseph Biden.
Hold on, I gotta find it. Did you?
I know exactly where you're going.
You know
with
what?
This.
Do you know what it is? If you can find it, let me know.
You want the clip or you?
Where basically he said. Okay, go. Do you know what? I don't even know how to put it into words. Let me find this. Oh my God. Okay, here we go. I think I found it. He said, basically, he was saying that underprivileged kids, and he happened to say black kids, like when he was talking about it. And then he's like, and Korean kids and white kids.
I'm going to give you the full quote.
Yeah, you have to give me the quote. Yeah, it was like I was rooting for Joe Biden, you know, Obama time. Yeah. And I was like, Joe Biden, like this guy is going to be great. You know, like Bernie's great. But Bernie, I don't know, man. He's a little old. And, you know, I'm just like, I don't know if he can handle the stress.
All right. So here we go. I'm going to read it from the New York Times.
Yes.
So, Mr. Biden was speaking on education and the need to challenge students at a town hall hosted by Asian and Latino Coalition in Des Moines. First of all, I didn't even know Iowa had that many Asians and Latinos. But okay. When he made the remark and then quickly sought to recover from it.
Yes, that part.
And I quote, "We should challenge students in these schools," Mr. Biden said. "We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids." What? He paused, then added, "Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. No, I really mean it." That's when you know you fuck up. I really mean what I'm saying. I mean this.
And the thing is that, like, he got heat for it. Like, I know where he was going with it. Like, I know he meant well, but it just shows. But it just shows you that at the end of the day, the white mentality, right?
Exactly. It shows you what he really thought. Yeah. Like what he like thought.
It came out. It came out. He didn't. I was like, no, Joey, no.
He couldn't even hide it. It's like the teleprompter's right in front of him. Just read this, Joe. Don't fuck it up.
And he was like, white people. Yeah. and then the
Asians and the Latinos.
Because you guys are here and that's why I'm here.
But like, think about that. Like, white people really have it in their heads that, like, if you're not white, you're kind of like not beneath them, but you know what I mean? Like, you're not on the same level. It's like, oh, you can be just as good as a white kid. What?
What? Which shows you that he also believes that white people are privileged and they are higher. Yeah.
And everyone knows that.
Yeah. And it sucks because you were alongside Obama for so long and you still fucked up. Yeah, that's your best friend. Like, I wonder, what do you think Obama's reaction was? Like, oh, shit. Obama was like,
damn it,
no,
Joseph.
Joseph. He's like, I know you thought that way and I know we talked about this, but what did I say?
Like, I gave you the office. This. Follow the keys. Follow the keys.
I wrote these things down for you. Like, I was just like, come on.
It's crazy.
They, you know, I was thinking about like all the bike rides they did together and the runs and
the birthday gifts they exchanged.
And then I just, so I went back to Bernie. Bernie is
you know what, Bernie. Bernie is cool, but man, how old is Bernie? First of all,
99.
How old is Bernie? For real, I gotta look it up. Bernie is 77 years old.
That's basically 99.
Round it off. Round it off to 80. You round that off, you're 100.
Bernie is 99 years
77 years old. If we give him 8 years, do you think he really gonna make it? No, I'm serious. Let's talk about it.
All these scandals and shit, like, he's not gonna be able to take it.
Not at all. Yeah, first scandal breakout. He, my heart medicine. Now, I love Bernie, but he gotta chill. Yeah. Like, 77?
We gotta read some of
Bernie. I don't even know if I'm gonna be alive at 77. Like, 77 is a long, like, that's a long.
We gotta read some of Bernie's fucking tweets. This guy's a fucking character.
He done did some shit. Like, he's done a lot of his life already.
Well, he's seen some shit. He knows what he's talking about.
He was born in 1941. That's crazy. Like, he knew George Washington. Like, he was like, I went to school with him. Like, if he could do it, I could do it.
He was there when the dollar bill was invented.
Right. Like,
I'm crying, bro. Stop.
He took the picture of George Washington. He's like, what?
Oh, my God. He's just fucking hilarious. Bernie
That's
Sanders.
That's my dude, though, from Vermont. Look at Bernie.
I love Bernie, bro.
I wish, you know what? I wish Bernie was like my grandpa or something. I really do. Like, great grandpa, just somebody, great uncle, just, man.
Okay, here's a recent tweet by Bernie Sanders, which was on the 10th. Donald Trump believes climate change is a hoax. Donald Trump is an idiot.
The end.
Straight to the point.
Straight to the point.
Straight to the fucking
That's
point.
That's the thing about old people. They don't care anymore. They just say it.
He says what he wants. Yep. Bernie Sanders is a fucking G, bro. If he was maybe like 10 years younger, maybe like
10?
Okay, like 20.
Damn. Damn, JoJo, tell us how you really feel.
Oh, here's... Oh,
set the bar high.
This is funny. My Bernie story. He retweeted, I'm gay. I'm a type 1 diabetic. I'm poor. Bernie has been fighting for my rights since before I was even born. This person's probably like, I can't, bro.
No, look, I found the funniest thing on Google right here. So it has, someone made a mock little thing of his presidential campaign.
Stop it.
And it says, can I live 8 more years? Let's find out. Can I live 8 more years? Let's find out together. Bernie 2020.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I cannot, dude.
That's my dude, man. Shout out to Bernie.
You know what? Fuck it. Bernie 2020, bro.
2020. I'm
sitting.
I don't know. Hey, Joseph Biden got one more strike with me.
I think he meant well. I honestly, like, you know, everyone's a little racist, you know? I mean, Donald Trump, we got a whole motherfucking racist running. You know what I mean? If we got like a low-key racist.
But see, black people are the only ones who can be racist, and it can be okay.
That's true.
We talk shit about everybody, like, that's even true. Ourselves, but it's cool.
Actually, there was this Asian guy that was running. Hold on. Asian guy. I literally put an Asian guy, and it said Asian guy running for president. Yeah, Andrew Yang. Okay, that guy is hella funny. So I don't even know how we got into politics, but I got to read you guys what this guy's campaign is. It's fucking hilarious. Andrew. Okay, so it's called his... Hashtag Yang Gang.
We are about to get fired on the first episode of season 3.
That's his fucking campaign. You guys think I'm lying?
Yang Yang?
It's Yang Gang.
Yang Gang.
Yang Gang.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
I can't make this up. This is true. It's okay. Yang Gang.
Yang Gang.
Yang Gang.
Yang Gang in this thing. He got to come out to Yang Yang Twins.
And also, he did not wear a tie during the... the debate. He didn't wear a tie.
Remember that time Obama wore like a tan suit and yeah. everyone went crazy? Like the whole world stopped because he didn't wear black or blue. It was like, what is he doing? What is that crazy black guy up to?
No, this is the funny thing. It's the opposite. This is Yang Gang, his quote.
I don't believe Yang Gang.
All right, I'm just kidding. No, I think it is Yang Gang. The opposite of Donald Trump is an Asian man who likes math. That's his campaign.
What? I saw that. I thought that was a joke.
It's on his fucking page. This presidential election is a fucking reality show.
Well, Trump is getting 4 more years in office, guys.
No, it is Yang Gang. Yang Gang. Gang Gang.
Gang Gang. Yang Gang.
Yang Gang.
Yang Gang.
Yo, I want to just root for him because he's Yang Gang.
Yang Gang. I don't know.
Oh, man. Look, he has like shot glasses as his campaign. This guy's a gangster. Andrew Yang is mounting a longer than long shot bid for the White House. Longer than long shot. Get it?
That's a long shot.
This guy is fucking hilarious, you guys.
Yang,
I don't know.
I don't know if I can get with that movement. That sounds Yang Gang.
Gang Gang.
Yeah, that sounds like something that gets you shot. Yang
Gang. Oh man. Does he have any more funny shit? I saw something even funnier, dude. This guy's hilarious. That was the funniest part.
It's like WWE now. Like, this is all wrestling. It's like,
it is. It's a reality show. Well, first of all, we have a reality show king as our president.
You know who I would vote for the president? Real shit? The Rock.
Oh, God.
The Rock.
All right.
Stop it.
We got to go. Okay, you know what? Before we take a break, why? Because nobody would want to fuck with The Rock.
Exactly. Like, who the fuck want to talk shit to The Rock?
Okay,
we had Arnold Schwarzenegger as the governor.
The governator.
Why the governator, right?
Anybody who says governator should not be fucking governor.
Well, that's true. But why not The Rock? I'm just saying.
But, like, I mean, no one dislikes The Rock, so I guess that's, you know. Nobody would want to fuck with The Rock. He wouldn't need Secret Service.
I seen him take down a whole helicopter with a bazooka in his bicep.
What if his vice president was
Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, now we're here. Yang Gang.
Yang Gang. Yang Gang. What do you think their hashtag would be, like the slogans? We got Yang Gang. We got Bernie. Do you think I can
smell what the Rock is cooking? I don't know. What was his slogan?
Yeah, we smell what the Rock is cooking.
Yeah.
So that would be his election?
That would be his campaign. I would vote. He would beat Donald Trump up.
Hashtag what's cooking 2020.
Then I can say my president will beat your president ass.
who's bigger? And then Korea's going to bust out their missile and be like, I'm bigger.
And he's going to take the whole country down. Have y'all seen Fast and the Furious?
No. Have you seen the one, the funny one when they go to North Korea when the guy wanted to ban the movie? Do you remember that one?
No, I stopped watching Fast and Furious.
Oh, my God.
Fast and Furious? Are we talking about?
No, there's a different funny-ass movie. What is it?
Oh, the...
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the one where they made fun of the guy.
King Jong-un.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un.
Okay, that's not even related to Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, that's why she threw me off, because
I was like, what?
Guys.
I'm thinking we're talking about The Rock. I'm like, The Rock.
I was like, I don't know what y'all talking about, so I'm just throwing some shit in there. No, but
completely different task and everything.
The Interview.
The interview.
Yes. Yeah.
And he ended up liking Katy Perry.
Yes.
Did he?
No, in the movie. So like the way they saved the world is they had a song with Katy Perry. Uh-huh. And then King Jong-un was like, so a guy that says that you cannot play this movie or I will bomb your country, I don't fuck with that guy. Like, he basically said that movie cannot be released in Asia. He was ready to bomb our country.
Shit, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I know, and I'm just saying, like, that's somebody you don't fuck with. Like, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's a crazy ass dude. He'd just wake up on the wrong side of the bed and he'd be like, man, should I push this button? I don't know.
Okay, this is gonna be the ignorant person in me. What is Andrew Yang? Because if he's Korean, we should get the guy, because then we'll be good.
We should get the guy? I don't.
Stop it right now.
Now, I'm not the Asian expert at this, but I would think with the last name Yang, he would be Chinese.
Oh, that's true. Yang Yang. Twins.
Let's look it up.
Let's look it up before we go on this break. I don't know. Anyone that has Gang Gang as their thing, I'm in.
Gang Gang.
Like, this guy's great. I wonder what he sounds like. That was horrible. Okay, never mind. I didn't mean that. Look, this guy, look, you guys think I'm playing. His hashtag is Yang Gang. You guys think I'm messing? It says Yang Gang.
Yang Gang.
He has the gift. Look at the gift. It has freaking sunglasses.
Wow, I was wrong.
What is he?
He is from Taiwan. Wait, no. Taiwan is a part of China, no?
I don't know my fucking geography, bro.
It is. It's the Republic of China. See? Look.
Oh,
look
see?
At me knowing something.
Yang Gang!
Ding, ding, ding. Yang Gang!
We're all overdue, so we're going to take a quick break. Yang Gang.
Yang Gang.
Hey everyone, it's Mandy. Listen to Ruckus Avenue Radio at DashRadio.com and download the Dash app for complete access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to our station. See you there.
Hi guys, welcome back. We just got back from the break. We were talking about Yang Gang, Gang Gang 2020. We were talking about Jeffrey Epstein or Epstein, whatever the hell his name is, we were talking about how the list that's going around, the best rappers of all time, and we talked about our top five. But now we're going to talk about my peeps, Priyanka Chopra. So she had a, what do you call those? The question things? Anyway, a questionnaire. Yeah. Thank you. I'm brain farting. Questionnaire things where people ask her questions. And to go back to February 26th of this year, she had tweeted Jai Hind, which is like God bless India or proud of being India, hashtag Indian Armed Forces. And she did this around a very hot time where India and Pakistan were beefing and war was about to happen. So I don't think that was the best tweet for her to do. We'll talk more about it right now, but we're going to play a clip of what happened at this question, Q&A. Sometime soon. Maybe in a second. Is that loading?
No, it's not. Hold on.
All right. Well, I think everyone overreacted, but I also think Priyanka was being a cunt. Let me hold on. Okay, we got the clip.
There you go. Hi, Priyanka.
Hi, what's your name?
Aisha.
Hi, Aisha.
So, it was kind of hard hearing you talk about humanity because as your neighbor, Pakistani, I know you're a bit of a hypocrite because you tweeted on February 26th, Jai Hind, hashtag Indian Armed Forces. You are a UNICEF ambassador for peace. And you're encouraging nuclear war against Pakistan. There's no winner in this. As a Pakistani, millions of people like me have supported you in your business of Bollywood and you support nuclear war.
Whenever you're done venting. Got it?
Done. She sounds like such an asshole. So that was what the girl had said to her before the mic had been taken away. And now we're going to play you Priyanka's response, and we're going to talk about if we think her response was good or not.
Whenever you're done venting. Got it? Done? Okay, cool. So, I have many, many friends. Thanks, girls. I have many, many friends from Pakistan.
Thanks, girls.
And I am from India. And war is not something that I'm really fond of, but I am patriotic. So, I'm sorry that if I hurt sentiments to people who do love me and have loved me, but I think that all of us have a sort of middle ground that we all have to walk, just like you probably do as well. The way you came at me right now, girl, don't yell. We're all here for love. Don't yell. Don't embarrass yourself. But we all walk that middle ground. But thank you for your enthusiasm and your question and your voice.
Thank you for your enthusiasm.
I'm gonna actually take a question right here from a...
Yes. You can shut it off now. But yeah, so that was her response. And then some of the tweets that are... some people said, Priyanka Chopra died out after her marriage and she comes back to say the most disrespectful and disgusting shit someone can say. Hold this L, bitch. So that's one of the tweets from someone. And then
hold this L.
Yeah. And then let me see some other tweets. The people are like, regardless of how uncalled the question was, she gave a pathetic answer and disrespectful attitude. No one put the words in her mouth. The journalist may be in the wrong, but if you say she wasn't, then you're a clown. So the girl, after this all went down, she also went to tweet something. She said, "It took me back to when I couldn't reach my family because of the blackouts and how scared and helpless I was. She gaslit me and turned the narrative around on me, being the bad guy. As a UN ambassador, this was so irresponsible." So what do you guys think? Do you think people are overreacting about the tweet? So her tweet back, you know, when the war was going on, I don't think the timing was great. I get what she means about being patriotic. Like, that's like us about to go to war and we say, "God bless America." I think that.
That's correct. Yeah. Everyone's overreacting. And it's like, yes, it's a sensitive time. But even her response, when it was a response, yes, she was being like,
she was kind of being a bitch.
It gave her attitude, but it's just kind of like us. If they asked us a question and we are standing by America or wherever we're from, we're going to.
Yeah. I think she was on the spot too. Like, what would you possibly say to that? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I wouldn't know what to say. She said she's, but I think like when she said, "I have Pakistani friends," I think she, that's like saying like when Donald Trump does something like racist and he's like, "Well, I have black friends.
I
got three black friends." Like,
look at them.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm not racist. So I think like that's where she fucked up by saying that. Uh-huh. I get what she was trying to say low key. Like, I think she was trying to say that she's in the middle.
Okay.
And yeah. She doesn't really like, she's, you know, she's patriotic, but she does have Pakistani friends. So she doesn't really know what to say.
So I'm still trying to catch up on this. Yeah. So India and Pakistan,
they've been going at war for years. This is like down in history.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Because there's like this piece of land that's like that used to be a part of India and then Pakistan. And then now it's just its own land,
gotcha.
But that's where the military base is. And every so-called year, somebody tries to fuck with somebody. And then war is always about to erupt.
So the girl is from Pakistan. She's from India. So she felt a way because she was
country. Yeah. She's like, I supported you and you were promoting war and you're an ambassador for UN and that's supposed to be promoting peace. So you're a fucking hypocrite is basically what she's saying.
I feel like she does have a point.
Yeah, she does.
That's what I'm saying.
It's really tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
But like people saying that, like, I think she should lay low, but people are like, she's a hypocrite. And now all of India hates her and all of Pakistan hates her. I low key think people want a reason to hate her because that tweet, like.
Yeah. If you wanted to hate someone, like, you're just going to do it.
You're going to look
for something to be like, damn, there it is.
Yeah. And I understand what that girl is coming from because she lived through it. So to her, she's hurt. You know what I mean? But I understand that girl's point.
But it's like she didn't start the war. She's just saying, hey.
She's just saying, like, I support my country.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think she was promoting war.
100%. I don't think she... Well, from my understanding, but if it's saying, like, God bless America, she's not promoting the war. She's just saying, hey, I hope, you know, my country wins.
Like, Jay Hend is like...
It's like us going to war with us. We're not going to be like, hey, go, you know,
Korea. Yeah, like,
Korea.
We're not going to be happy. Wow, we're not going to be happy with war.
With America.
That's like saying, you know what? God bless America, but I have Korean friends.
Yes.
No. That's tough.
But I wouldn't mean it that way, but it's like true. It's like I do have different...
Korean friends.
Yeah, I have different...
You don't have any friends from North Korea, I'll tell you that.
I do not.
I'll tell you that much, buddy.
I do not, actually. So yeah, like, you know, different, like me being Indian, I think her response was very arrogant. I'll be honest. Like, she shouldn't.
She started off like, let me tell you something, sis.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. She's like,
I don't know, but that just shows her passion for India.
You done or
not? Yeah. I honestly think, I think she was getting pumped up by the other fans.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Of course. Yeah. She said, the way her voice was, she was like brushing them shoulders off. Like, girl, I'm about to say something
right now.
Do you
know who my husband is?
I'm a Jonas Brothers wife.
I'm a Jonas, okay?
Respect number one song out right now. Fuck you.
How come she didn't change her name?
I don't know. I mean, Kim Kardashian still uses Kardashian. She does Kim
Kardashian.
No,
she does Kim Kardashian West.
She does West.
KKKW. KKKW. Look at me. KKKW. Sorry, Kim.
I don't know. Maybe she doesn't want to. She wants to. You know, there's like some people that are doctors and they're like, I'm not going to change my name because I went to school for my doctorate. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Proud of her bloodline. Yeah. You know, clearly.
Clearly.
Would you guys change your name or would you guys keep it? Yeah. You know, sidetrack.
All right.
I love when we sidetrack.
I'm gonna go. You know what? Can we trade names?
What?
If he'll take my name,
I wouldn't change it. I'd just add to it.
Okay.
Like if it was,
I can't add.
I want
to
get back to Lucy's 2020.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, what were you saying?
2020 New Age. Can we
trade?
Yeah,
can we trade?
What? Yeah, if he's gonna
she said trade?
Yeah.
If trade.
He, yeah, if, what? Yeah, if he takes my name, I'll take his name, you know, so kind of thing. We'll have each other's names.
Okay.
What?
So you got to be the legend. Armando legend.
Yes, you have to go.
Armando.
Armando, I'm going to stop you there.
Jose you legend.
Armando yes, can't get any love?
Nah, Armando.
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 I kissed an Armando back in the day.
Oh,
see,
God.
There you go. Armando is where it's at.
There were two brothers. It was Armando and Mondo. And they were twins. I swear to God.
That's yes. So lazy. Armando and Mondo. Like,
swear to God, those were their names.
I'd be pissed if I was Mondo. Like, really, Mom? Really? You could have just named us both Armando. You just left the R out.
Armando
like, really?
And Mondo.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, I'm dying.
Right.
So Kylie Jenner's 22nd birthday. Let's start off with Dad. Caitlin posted a picture of Kendall instead of Kylie. Did you see that?
That's great. That is great. If I had like 10 kids, I'd probably do the same though.
And I thought being named Mondo was bad. From Armando. Wow. Yeah. Caitlin.
I have to read the tweet. I was like,
Caitlin.
It was so fucking funny. Yeah. He said,
oops, y'all look alike.
He posted a picture of Kylie too. So he had said, let me see if they posted it. Right here. That's clearly Kendall.
See, I would have played it off if I was him.
Oh, he's like, life was so simple back then, but life is so good today. Happy birthday to my little baby. And he added Kylie.
That's great.
That is
great.
The post was quickly deleted, but obviously not quick enough, so according to Baller Alert.
I know who's paying for that yacht.
Well, he clearly wasn't on the yacht, so we know why.
Yeah.
And so they rented a 250 million yacht rental, which was 350 feet, and which estimates a 1.2 million rental weekly.
I feel poor.
I am poor.
At 22, she's renting a yacht, 300 foot.
What were you doing at 22?
I was probably throwing up somewhere. And definitely not on a yacht. Definitely in the bathroom of some bar that was ghetto. What were you doing at 22?
22, man. I was thugging when I was 22.
What do you mean? You were slinging?
Thugging.
Yeah, I was thugging. Yeah.
You were 22?
No, I was not slinging.
Oh, well, what were you doing? What does thugging mean?
No.
To me, when I hear thugging, I hear like I was out there in the
streets. No, I was out there in the streets going up and down, going anywhere I could. I was never home.
So you were running around?
Yeah, running around.
Okay. Mistress of the night.
Yes.
She was night. The night was hers.
I don't know what I was doing. I'm old, so I can't remember.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
Really?
Yeah.
Black really don't crack, huh?
Trying to tell you.
Oh my God. What do you use?
Cocoa butter.
I know that's black soap.
I know. I wish.
Actually, I like black soap. I'm not
I use Dove.
Oh, you use Dove.
That's the secret.
That's I'm dying.
I need that plug. That sponsor. You hear me, Dove?
Oh God. So on her yacht was Travis Scott, obviously, Stormy, her daughter, Sophia Richie, Scott's new girl that's 16 years old, mom, and mom's longtime boyfriend Corey motherfucking Gamble.
I can't even believe
man alive.
I can't even believe he's still around.
Fucking mom is a gangster.
Is he scared of that Kardashian
curse? That's momager. What you mean? She's a boss bitch.
I'm just saying.
I would stay with momager.
So who has it better, mom or Corey Gamble?
Corey Gamble.
Exactly. So I think Corey is the...
I don't think he has Corey a choice to leave.
Corey finessed the fuck out of
her. I think he finessed it. Like, you're getting all the benefits.
He's laying down the pipe and he's good.
Laying down the pipe. And she's not trying to get married. Like, she already said, like, I'm not trying to remarry. I'm not trying to have kids. Like...
Yeah.
He doesn't have to give her kids. He gets the money. He gets to go on a fucking $250 million yacht.
Come and enjoy this show.
I would fucking... He probably eats her ass, bro. Like, I'm pretty sure. Like, literally, pause. Like, I'm serious. He's probably eating Kris Jenner's ass.
He probably is.
He's doing whatever Kris Jenner wants.
Right. And
what time you want me to eat your ass? I can squeeze you at 8:30.
3:30, ass o'clock.
Is 8:30 okay with you?
She was wearing a $22,000 gown. $22,000 her gown. And it was white. So people were saying while she was boarding her jet, according to TMZ, that people were saying that she's going to get married on this trip to Italy. What do you think? Do you think? I mean, she did hide a whole pregnancy.
She did, right?
Yeah. So for all we know, there's a whole wedding going on. But I haven't seen Kim or Khloe or anybody in those.
Yeah, I don't think a wedding.
No.
I don't think in their careers right now a wedding would happen. But again, I don't know.
I mean, they have a whole baby.
Well, yeah, true.
And I think Travis Scott is another Corey Gamble. I think he will definitely eat her ass. And
maybe. Didn't Travis get caught for like cheating or something
like that?
Yeah,
supposedly they said that. And then
so she's like, you got to marry me right now.
Yeah, right? He got her a diamond necklace. I couldn't find how much it was, but it looked fat. It had like the lips on it or whatever.
That's her logo.
Yeah,
the lips. Yep. And yeah, so.
That's crazy. They got so much money, man. I mean, Jesus Christ.
So much money. Dude, $250 million. I'd be happy with a $1,000 yacht.
Shit, I was happy with the rental car. Right. We're going to rent this Charger and go to Vegas? Okay.
Or like an exotic car rental. Like, you know how they like give them out for $100?
If you pay for my Uber, I'm happy. Right? Yeah. Wait, you call me my Uber? Right. All right.
You know what?
You don't give me the Uber X? Okay.
Okay, all right.
8:30? You want me to come over 8:30 and eat that ass? Okay. 8:30, okay, I'll be there.
Uber X, I am there. X.
You ain't got to get the Uber pool. We got
Uber X. You know what? That's true. On my birthday, I did get an Uber X. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God, that's so great. Thank you.
I want to make sure you got home safe.
Ruckus Avenue Radio.
But I mean, if on your 22, I mean, at 22, though, like, was a $250 million like necessary? Like, what is she going to do at 25 at that point?
500.
Yeah. Like, what happened to her dirty 30?
I know, right? Like, No, you're right, though. Like, what do you do at 25? Like, you can't just go to the Olive Garden anymore. Yeah.
They can't say happy, happy birthday. Yeah, like,
you got to do something crazy. Like, you got to buy, like, a country. Like,
and Owen Island.
And then it has to be in the shape of the lips.
You got
to
buy the country in between Pakistan and India and stop the fucking war.
And stop the fucking war. Free lip kits for everyone.
Free lip kits for everybody.
Like, you know what? I think so, too. Like, honestly, what do you think she could possibly do at 25? And do you think she pays for everything when she's with her sisters? Because they all got their money, too. But, like, obviously this bitch is rich.
You know what? I don't think any of these fucking women pay for anything.
That's true.
I feel like they get shit sponsored. The rich stay rich. I wouldn't be surprised if this yacht company is like, honey, take this yacht.
Yep.
Just make sure every news story is like, the yacht. CNN,
a fucking, like, world news company, fucking a news, whatever, posted this. Right? CNN.
They're not paying for this.
Yeah, like, really, CNN? Like, y'all should be worried about the world, like, going to war and shit. Like, CNN is like, Kylie Jenner's 22nd birthday. She got a 120 million, you know, 200. Like, I was just like, really, CNN?
Right. My dumb
ass. Fox News, maybe.
My dumb ass looking for my invitation in the mail. I think y'all left me, Kylie.
Kylie, I think y'all left me.
the boat left without me.
You know what? Just go, like, real quick to touch on Kylie. Like, how can you fuck up that friendship, Jordan? You could have been on that yacht.
Chasing the clout.
And instead, she's riding the boat with Meg Thee Stallion.
Meg Thee Stallion.
Oh, yeah, and Rick Ross.
She's chasing the clout.
She's definitely clout chasing right now.
But, I mean, you know, she's doing her thing. But didn't they say she was worth a lot of money, too?
Oh, her Jordan? I don't know how much is Jordan worth. What's her net worth?
Let's see. They said she, like, made a lot of money or something. And I can't spell it.
They
Jordan
said that
Woods.
She made her own money, but she was still living in her backyard.
She was, yeah.
Yeah, she was still in the backyard and everything, yeah.
Oh, $6 million. And I thought they said that she had, like, some kind of deal with somebody.
No, they were saying that, like, because she was trying to bring out that she had her modeling and that she did her modeling before everything and that she did acting and her new
Kylie cut you the check with the Kylie whatever line. Like, let's not get it twisted. Like, I know that she came from a wealthy family, but I don't think she was, like, that wealthy. Yes.
Look at us, not that wealthy. Yeah. She's worth $6 million. She's not that wealthy.
Me with $20 in the bank account till Friday.
Right. She ain't taking no yachts.
While you're doing that, actually, did you listen to the Joe Budden and Nicki Minaj
thing?
Oh, God. Joe's my guy.
Joe Budden's fucking hilarious, dude.
I don't know what happened.
Let's play
Nicki,
a little.
Nicki just let him have him and not talk. Per usual Nicki thing.
Yeah, right here.
Did that ever come?
Drugs? When you have a methamphetamine in your life?
I've never met you.
Joe Budden said
when the last time you saw me?
Have I never met you is what I asked you.
When was the last time you saw me?
Is what I asked you.
When we was So your mother trained you to accuse people of being on a drug after you met them one time and never saw them for 10 more years?
So you
after
on
the BT cipher.
You haven't been on drugs.
That's what your mother raised you to do?
Okay.
That's what your mother raised you to do?
She's such a loud mouth.
Nick.
Yeah.
That's what your mother raised you to do? Your mother raised you. Your mother raised you. Yeah.
She's going to let him talk.
Tasting your own motherfucking medicine, motherfucker. You like talking about people and not having nobody responding. You like tearing down
anyway,
people.
Well, yeah, okay,
she
whatever.
She didn't even respond. All so she did was yell.
She was just confronting him that the whole thing was that she said that Joe Budden reported that she didn't know that Cardi was going to be on the Motorsport Jam when she did know. She said she has messages. And she was confronting him for saying that he said that Nicki Minaj was on drugs. And she's like, you don't even know me. And he's like, I do. I've met you. And he's like, don't tell me that you've never popped a pill before. And then she changed the subject and started screaming and yelling at him. And then at the end, he said he wants to be cool again. And she's like, oh, hell no. She's like, I don't got a problem with you, though, after yelling her lungs off. So,
right.
And then... And then also Nicki and Meg Thee Stallion, I think Nicki is just trying to ride the wave because she's becoming irrelevant is what I'm thinking with that whole situation. And I think the Hot Girl Summer song was aight. Don't come for me. It was all right. I think if it wasn't for Ty Dolla $ign's Real Ass Bitch, I don't think it would have been that good. I don't know. What do you say?
Nicki's not on drugs?
I think her and her boo pop pills together.
The way she be acting, I would have sworn she was on drugs. Yeah. But, I mean, who am I?
So. But I think maybe she's just on the drug of, like, I'm the fucking shit. Like, you know, some people just become arrogant.
That. She took that's drugs a drug. With Joe Budden, so, I mean, if you're taking it, that's not the first time.
I mean, fame is a drug. We talked about it before. You know,
I mean, look at Priyanka Chopra, too. I think the way she was arrogant, I think that was just, like, a drug. Like, when you are that high up, you become, like, somebody you're not. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't know. Even, what about her mans, though? Like...
He's which one?
The new one.
Oh, what, the new one?
He just looks like her little bitch. Like, they just look
Corey
so...
Gamble 2.0?
Yeah, yeah. That there you go. He's also living the life. He'll lick her toes. He'll cut her toenails for her. And
8:30.
She sends him the Uber X.
Sends him the Uber X.
I'm fucking
It's the dying. Queen.
I'm fucking dying.
Be here.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think Nicki... I loved Nicki. I love her old shit, but I think she's... I don't know. She's just...
She definitely had a vendetta for Joe because in Joe's podcast, he's always, like, mentioned her and, like, he's been honest about, like, how her career
And she
has
never
been,
really said anything. Yeah.
And how certain situations she's looked like the bad guy or looked like the good guy. And I think she's, like, fed up. Like, you always talking about me. You talking about me. Now you're on my show. Now I'm about to get into you. And
yeah.
I mean, my thing is, if you want to argue with someone, let that person talk back.
Exactly. Like, that's exactly what
she's like.
About.
Who raised you? Yeah. Who raised you?
She didn't make one valid point. She didn't say nothing. She didn't. Right. She didn't even say like, hey,
motherfucker.
Yeah, she didn't say anything but yell.
And then told him to cut his mic. Like, don't say anything. Cut his mic. Like, so to me, it's like
we want to know what Joe had to say.
My favorite was Joe was like, so, like she was yelling. He's like, so I never met you.
So
that was my favorite. So I did.
You didn't pop that pill?
He would just be like, so you didn't pop that pill?
See, Joe is the type of person that would piss me off, though. Like, he'd be like mad and be like, bruh, 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 bruh. Like but so you
well, remember when he dropped the mic in front of the Migos? And then afterwards, he's like, I didn't mean that. Like, yeah, that you did. Funny. You were feeding me, like, get out of here.
Yeah.
And then you're going to make him number three and make his head even bigger. Like, the fuck?
He has that melodramatic is what it is.
Yeah.
He's
funny, though.
He's one of those people that know how to piss people off.
Oh, man. Football. I'm a 49er fan. They beat the Cowboys in the first week of preseason.
I'm a Steeler fan, man. Pittsburgh Steeler.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I honestly, like, I used to be really, really, really into football. Now I'm just strictly, like, 49ers and that's it. But I remember the Steelers back when they had, what was his name? Roethlisberger. How do you the fuck do you
Ben Roethlisberger. We still got him. He's still our quarterback.
Big Ben. I remember.
One and only.
Yeah, the Steelers are good. I don't really hate the Steelers.
Six NFL championships. I mean.
Seahawks I don't really like the Seahawks. I'm not a
Steeler. No, I'm Steeler hardcore, so I can care about the Niners, Seahawks.
I'm excited.
Raiders,
I'm excited though for football because I'm so excited. I love watching football. I like basketball, but there's something about football, like the tailgates, the just everything, like just the vibe. Like I love football.
Like, you know, like the best thing about football season?
What?
Brunch is back.
That's what we were just saying.
We were talking about that. We literally like, just Sunday said brunch.
Yes.
Brunch is back.
She's like, I'll cook for you guys, chilaquiles. We'll have a TV. Yeah, we'll come through. We're going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
8:30?
8:30.
You're going to send the Uber X?
Uber X on its way.
Oh, yes. Man. But before we close this off, I wanted to ask you guys something. So, like, I have a boo whose birthday is coming up. You know what I'm saying? Aww. And, he's going on tour, and I was kind of like, you know what? Like, I'm kind of scared, you know, there'd be groupies and shit there.
Is he a Jonas brother?
No, he is not a Jonas brother. But, like, I wanted him to feel like, you know, he had me at all times. So I'm going to show you guys the gift that I got him, and I want you guys to let me know what you think.
Ooh, I like surprises.
Yeah, so
I actually hate surprises.
I really like yeah. I just like really don't want him to cheat on me. So I was like so I got him a ass palm pal. And I wanted to ask you, Chili, as a man,
will it work? Will this do it for him?
Would you think he would not cheat on me if I got him the ass palm pal?
This is funny. This is, I have no idea.
Let's open it. Let's see.
Handy size.
Yeah, and it was made in America, and so was I. So, and.
So we got two things. We got a couple of things in common.
We got things in common, and my booty hole is tight, tight, tight. And I just want you guys to feel it. And tell me what you think. That shit feels real. Look at this. It even has wrinkles on the butthole.
Wow. This is. Oh, I'm stuck. This is something else, man.
Do you think
you know what this is going to get him? This is going to get him arrested at the fucking airport. Yo, bro.
But he'll be on a bus, so it'll be good.
That's crazy. So you want him to use that on a bus?
If he misses me and I can't make it, so he won't fuck a groupie.
He just about to use that hand.
So you wouldn't use this? You don't think this would be used?
That's a little too much for me.
Do you think it would fit in here?
Back like she didn't ask me that. I have no idea what he would use. That's not for me.
But do you think this is a great gift for tour?
Yeah. I think that's a good touring gift because that's like, haha, like you're going to remember that.
Yeah.
It's going to follow him around.
Look, it's designed to fit easily in the palm of your hand. So it's like he doesn't need to go like do a lot of work with these groupies.
Yes.
It's handcrafted from Ultra Skin for the ultimate feel. So though I'm not there.
Yeah.
He might give it a try.
He might.
He might.
He don't have to get the Uber X.
Oh, it says get off.
Get off. And I'm mad I got the exclamation point next to it. Like, get off.
And it's body safe.
What does that mean? I'm
basically, this is the gift that I got him, and I just wanted to get your guys' approval. Do you think I should wrap it up and give it to him?
Approved.
Palm. Approved? Do you approve, Chili?
I'm about to Google that right now, the ass palm.
I want to just know if you approve of this gift.
Look, bro, whoever you are, have a great tour. Have fun.
With stay the ass palm pal.
Stay away from the groupies, bro.
And
you got the ass palm pal.
Built in America, your girl.
Like your girl. You got the ass palm pal 2000. It's the upgraded version.
This concludes our season 3 of our episode 1. And this is Jyoti Kane Cut with Chili.
Chili Chill, what's the deal?
Lucy Legend.
Lucy, Juicy yes. Lucy.
Oh, Juicy Lucy.
And this is your girl, Jyoti K, with the ass palm pal in hand. Thank you guys for listening. See you next week. Bye.
It's your boy. I know I done things wrong. But no one's perfect. I just wanna know if I'm being real with you, that you'll be real with me. We should talk. I know I made mistakes and I've done things wrong. Didn't appreciate you until you were gone. But you're back now and I ain't gonna back down. Wanna give you everything you want, that's why I rap now. I could be the dude that you dream of, but I don't wanna rush anything, I'ma ease off. And I know you're not after anything that he's got. Still here after I acted like an idiot. But right now I ain't got a penny to my name. But I promise you one day it'll all change. But will you stay with me while the times are tough? Or will you give up and say it's just too much? I don't wanna waste my time or even yours. I don't want you getting jealous when I'm on tours. I don't wanna lie to you, I'm just being honest.
What up, everybody? This is Coltar Rye. Listen to Ruckus Avenue Radio at dashradio.com. Download the Dash Radio app for complete access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.